I have enormous respect for our armed service men and women and the Anzac spirit, as I'm sure you do. My father fought across the Kokoda Track in PNG and did his bit along with so many others in countless conflicts across the world through the last 100 years. Our freedom has been won at enormous cost, and yet the Australian Army is now at war with common sense, ethics, and moral freedom. This war is being waged within the ranks like a fruitless civil war, and in my view, against the rights of most soldiers who love the Army and have put their lives on the line. One such person is Major Bernard Gaynor, who has seen 3 tours of duty in Iraq and has contributed to the Australian Armed Forces as so many others have done. The greatest combat commanders have always understood that morale reflects the mental, moral, and physical condition of the troops. These conditions in turn directly relate to the troops' courage, confidence, discipline, enthusiasm, and willingness to endure the sacrifices and hardships of military duty. Troops with high morale can operate and even succeed against high odds in all kinds of conditions. Poor morale can lead to failure even when odds favour victory. At a basic level, good morale allows soldiers to overcome fear. Now, Major Gaynor is in a most unusual position. He is a Catholic Christian and has a wife and 5 young children. By any measure, he is a very normal, principled bloke, well able to express himself. He has also expressed views on certain subjects in an army context while in his own free time, and this is where the army has decided he is at odds with their culture and their rules. This is demonstrably untrue, but it has exposed a crisis of application within the army where, in my view, Major Gaynor has apparently been selected for special treatment and harassment and threatened with dismissal because of the views he expressed. He has spoken out and ultimately been charged with multiple serious breaches, including being told the public expression of his Christian faith, even when not in uniform or on duty, undermines confidence in the values of the Australian Army. He has now been found innocent of all charges, completely cleared, and rightly so. I've read the documents containing the Army's assertions, and they are inflammatory and grossly unfair. His response makes insightful reading and gives the Army a very big problem. One issue he highlighted is that the Army has a policy now to not only promote transgender as normal, but to actually pay for the euphemistic sex reassignment operation to attempt to give a penis or vagina and breasts to the opposite gender. That's right, they are using public money to arrange gender change operations within the Australian Army. Now, can you imagine the actual true feelings of men, especially in a frontline position, being led by a confused post-operative person? And I can only assume it must lower morale, as the average Aussie soldier cannot be expected to follow a she-male into war. This is contemptible nonsense. I readily accept there are some men and women who feel trapped in a body of the opposite gender and that they need understanding, but it's an area for them to deal with and not the armed forces or the ongoing prescriptions for hormone therapy. Call me a bigot if you like, but the transgender thing is simply inappropriate in a theatre of war where physical strength, confidence and courage are required. Major Gaynor has every right to express his opinion when not on duty. Apart from his comments on transgender, Major Gaynor is apparently being persecuted for his Christian beliefs, and that's been made very clear in the Army's own words. The Army has failed to have any of its charges stick, and indeed is conducting a campaign of double standards where others have rights Major Gaynor does not. It is impossible for me to cover all the detail in a few minutes, but I feel so strongly about it, I've posted Major Gaynor's official response documents on my Gold Coast Sentinel website so you can see the evidence for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read it. As the Barmy Army wages war with itself and wastes public money and resources and knowingly deflates morale. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.